Welcome to the Apple Vids Podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. And welcome to how to use slide to type with VoiceOver in iOS. All right, so we have this something called slide to type. You're probably asking yourself, what is this slide to type thing? It is a new keyboard feature. And what that basically does, it's very similar to other apps if you're familiar with Swift or probably FlickType, anything like that, that allows you to slide around on your keyboard to create a word. So what it does is just kind of predicts what word you think you're typing out. And why it does that, in theory, on paper, and with a lot of patience, and I will warn you, it does take there is a learning curve to this, but once you get the hang of it, it really is faster, and I find it to use it half the time, and other half the time, I don't. And so, let me show you some of the things what I've done with the slide to type, and how to use this. So, right now, I have touch typing. Basically, it means I tap out the letter that I want to put on. For example, notes. So, right, I got notes open here. So, let's put down hello. So, obviously, I go for the letter H. Let's go find it.
Cap H. Hotel.
And
Cap H.
Let go. And it makes the H word, right? And then I'll go up to E.
R. E. E.
Let go. And then go to L.
L. L.
And one more time.
L. L.
And find the O.
I. O. O.
And we should now have the word hello.
Note. Hello.
Simple enough. However, you can do slide to type on this, and you'll notice this right out of when you first open up any type of text box, that you'll notice if you hold it down too long, two things are going to happen. On mine, when I hit the H word, let's go ahead and delete what I got here.
Delete. O. L. L. E. Cap H.
Okay. Let's do this again. I'm going to hold down the H, okay?
I. Cap. Cap H. Hotel. Cap H.
Okay. Two things happen there. First, you heard the tick tick, that little sound there. And then obviously it gives me my phonetics. So it says hotel. So that's a phonetic. So I know I'm on the H letter. However, when I hold it down too long, you hear that tick tick. Well, that means you have activated the slide to type. It means it is ready and it's going to start predicting what you're going to do. So as I did the touch typing with the hello, H-E-L-L and O, you get an idea in your mind where you need to go on the keyboard. Obviously, E is up one row, a little bit to the left of the H, and L is in the middle row, all the way to the right, and then O is back up and a little bit left of the O, right? So mentally, we can make a picture of what direction we need to go. Well, that is how the slide to type works. So it's going to start with the H, and I'm going to, instead of tapping each letter out as I did, you know, I hit the H, tap, E, tap, L, tap, tap, O, I'm going to slide my finger. And you never let up on your finger until you hear the word that you want to create. So I'm going to hold down the letter H again, and I'm going to move it up where I think the letter E is. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Just kind of swing it up there and then swing it all the way to the right. And then just kind of physically move it a little bit left and then back to right and then back up to where I think the O. And at that point, it should predict I have the word hello. So let's delete this H out.
Delete. Cap H.
All right. Let's try it again.
Cap G. Cap H. Hotel.
Now swipe.
He. Her. Hey. Heel. 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 Hello. 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 Hello.
Bingo. So I did it so perfectly because I've done this for so long and I tried it with a lot of practice. And that's how I was able to do it. But see how quickly I was able to say hello without having to tap, find everything? It was really quick, right? Now, the first thing I want to tell you is that once it figures out it says hello, that's when you let up on your finger and now hello is put there. Now, two things are going to happen here. One, the entire word hello is not put down yet, but it is stored in memory right now. If I were to go ahead and tap on another letter, say there, so for hello there, and try T-H-E-R-E in that same pattern, hello will be put down automatically, and it'll automatically put a space in there, and you can work with the next word called there. Or I can just go ahead and hit space bar, and I'll physically put the word hello down. And the last thing, because I haven't done either one, spacebar or start of the next word, if I hit the delete button, the entire hello gets deleted, which is kind of a nice feature. So in other words, let's do a spacebar here.
C, space, space, hello.
Now it puts the physical hello word in there. Now let's do that again. I'll type it again, and this time I won't hit the space bar.
T, F, G, H, hotel, H, D, he, Beth, hey, hello, 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 hello.
There you go. Now, watch this. I hit the delete button.
Delete, hello.
It just deleted the entire hello out of there. So that is the thing to remember. Now, let's try there. So we should have the hello there. So let's try that with the letter T. I'm going to hold down until I hear the chime. And then I'm going to go to H, E, R, and E. Okay? So let's go to T.
T. Tango. Try. The there. There. There.
There it is. And what the cool thing was that before I even went back to the... Well, actually went up to the letter E. So I went T, H, E, and then I went to R, it automatically knew I went there. So that's why you heard it twice, because I was already at the E, and then I was going to go back out and go to the R and go back to E. But by the time I went to R, it said there. And when I went back, it went there again. So that's another thing to note, is that you don't have to complete the word in order to get the word that you want. So there came up pretty quickly. And now I'm going to do my name. So you can do names. Yes. Let's try Thomas.
T. Delete. T, T, Tango, try, this, this, Thomas, Tom, Thong, Thomas, Thomas, Thomas.
All right. It did it three times. That's because by the time I went to TH and then O and then I went towards M, it said Thomas right out the bat. I was like, oh my gosh. And I didn't stop because I was still sliding. And that's the only thing I got to stop. As soon as I hear it, I needed to just stop. But I was on the roll in the motion to go towards the A, and I heard Thomas again and went to S and it went to Thomas again. So you heard it three times. And that is the cool part about this. Now I can type hello there, Thomas, really quickly without having to touch type everything. So let's try that again with everything, and I'll do it all by you listening to what I'm doing as I swipe. So I'm going to delete all of this.
Delete Thomas. Space. E-A-T-O-N-E. Cap H.
Okay. Let's try it now.
Cap H. Hotel. He. He. Heel. Heel. Hello. Y-T. Tango. Try. Try. The. There. 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 T. Tango. Try. T. This. This. Thomas.
There you go. I was able to do all that. Hello there, Thomas. Really quickly. Faster than what I can do if I were to do touch typing. And that is what's so beauty about the slide to type. Now, I will say a couple of things to note. This is what I like to do, and this is just an advice and a tip for you. What I've done, I have turned off slide to type by default. I only like to turn this on when I want to use it. Otherwise, it gets right in the middle of my typing, and it gets kind of annoying and a nuisance. So if this is you, if you like to do what I do, try this out. We're going to go back out here, and we're going to go to settings.
Files. Double tap to open. Settings.
From here, you're going to go to settings.
Settings.
And we're going to go down to general.
General. Button.
Double tap.
About. Button.
We're looking for keyboard.
Keyboard. Button.
Double tap.
Keyboards. Two. Button.
And we're going to look for slide to type.
Slide to type. On.
All right. So by default, it's on. I'm going to double tap this.
Off.
And we're going to turn that off. Now, one more thing we need to do. We need to go back out of here.
General. Back button. General.
And one more time, go back to the root of settings.
Settings. Back button. Settings. Back button. Settings. Heading.
And now we're looking for accessibility.
Accessibility. Button.
Double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
Now go to voiceover.
Vision. Voiceover. On.
Double tap.
Button. Voiceover. On.
And now we're going to go down to rotor.
Rotor. Button.
And double tap on rotor.
Selected. Characters.
At the
actions
very
available.
Bottom here is slide to type. So I'm going to go ahead and go down to the bottom.
Reorder slide to type.
And
button.
Go left.
Slide to type.
Okay. Double tap.
Selected. Slide to type.
Now it's set on. Now I'm going to show you what I mean, what I did there. I'm going to go back to my notes.
App switcher. Settings. Act notes. Active. Note. Text. Notes.
And we're going to delete what I had here.
Delete. Space. S. A. Cap H.
All right. So now that we're back into notes, what you have now is the option to turn this on and off by your rotor.
Edit. Slide to type.
Aha. Uh-huh. Swipe up.
Slide to type on.
Now it's set on. Now I can go back to my word here.
Cap H. Cap H. Hotel. Key. Heel. 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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
And then there's our hello word. So I was able to turn this slide to type on. And when I don't want it, I go back to my rotor.
Slide to type.
And turn it off.
Slide to type off.
And now it's set to off. However, there is one more thing I want to point out to you. And if you're interested in this, if you like to keep slide to type on all the time, and just say in this example, when I hit the H for hello, it was really quick. It gives you maybe a second before it activate to slide to type. However, the other advice I'd like to give to you is go back to settings here.
Settings.
And we're going to go back to accessibility.
Accessibility.
Double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone for your individual needs.
And go to voiceover.
Vision. Voiceover.
Double tap.
Button. Voiceover. On.
And now we're going to go down to typing.
Typing. Button.
There's typing. Double tap on this.
Typing style. Touch typing. Button.
And we're going to go to towards the bottom to the keyboard interaction time. This is set to 1 second.
Keyboard interaction time. 1S. Button.
There it is. Double tap that.
Keyboard interaction time. Heading.
And now swipe to the right.
Second. 1.00.
It has 1 second. Now go to the right.
Decrement. Button. Increment.
I'm going to increment this. I'm going to keep tapping until I get a full 2 seconds.
1.20. 1.40. 1.60. 1.80. 2.00.
Now we're at a full 2 seconds. So let's go back out to note.
Notes.
Now we're back to notes. Check this out. Let's make sure it's turned on.
Misspelled words. Edit. Slide to type.
Slide to type here on my rotor.
Slide to type on.
All right. Now check this out. Now hold down the letter H. See how long it takes.
H. H. Hotel.
Aha. Uh-huh. See, H. It now happened after the phonetics of it. So it happened way after the hotel. I find this to be way easier to use when it's delayed more than a second. So in this case, it was 2 seconds. Now I'm able to be able to touch type as I want without having to turn off slide to type on or off. So I give you many different ways how you can do this. You can either increment the interaction time, or you can change how you can just turn off slide to typing and keyboard and then add that as a rotor option. And then you can select that to on and off on the fly. But that is slide to type. Like I said, it's going to take a lot of patience, a lot of time, a little bit of learning curve. But once you get the hang of it, it is really cool. I really love this quite a bit. All right. Well, that is how to use slide to type with VoiceOver in iOS. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.